Thank you so much for the invitation. It's a great pleasure for me being here among these panelists, these distinguished panelists. Thank you for the question. Bolivia is a major producer and exporter of natural gas in South America. It's reliant on the sector for both revenue and domestic consumption. While natural gas is a fossil fuel, it emits less carbon when burned compared with oil and coal, as you know. And natural gas and mineral extractions also can cause habitat damage, land degradation, biodiversity loss, water pollution, a critical resource for any country, as well as for mine. And because in the past there were not measures to control this environmental impact, rural communities, indigenous peoples worsened their climate vulnerability, also social inequalities and development disparities. Despite Bolivia's low greenhouse gas emissions compared to major industrialized nations, its significant role in fossil fuel production has driven the country to commit to various international climate agreements and initiatives, including the UN Framework of Convention on Climate Change and the Kyoto Protocol, the Paris Agreement, and the Doha Amendment in 2021. But since 2006, Bolivia's economy has become one of the most dynamic in the region, achieving significant progress in infrastructure and development and in poverty reduction, with an average of growth of 4.6% between 2010 and 2019, driven largely by gas exports to Brazil and Argentina. Bolivia has also prioritized their diversification to meet the country's energy needs and balance carbon emissions with capture efforts in line with its international commitments. Notably, with nearly a quarter of its territory covered by pristine forest, Bolivia has focused on reducing illegal deforestation and promoting reforestation. In 2014, natural gas accounted for nearly 30% of Bolivia's exports and over 40% of government's revenue. However, despite its feasible reserves, production has halved over the past years due to the depletion of existing deposits and previous insufficient investment in new explorations. But before 2020, 65% of the country's electricity was still generated from fossil fuels, but through efforts to diversify energy sources are ongoing. For example, until 2023, last year, Bolivia reduced the use of gas for electricity generation by 50% and replaced this with renewable sources as hydroelectric, wind, solar, and biomass. Bolivia's 2020-2025 energy plan aims to extend electricity access to more rural areas, amid growing domestic demand, and boost export capacity. As 2024, the country continues to proactive approach with over a dozen power generation projects under construction, including hydroelectric, as I mentioned, solar, combined cycle, and geothermal plants, alongside new transition lines. Additionally, more than 30 projects are under study, including the development of two biomass power plants, and the electricity network continue to expand. Furthermore, Bolivia holds over 20 million tons of lithium, representing a quarter of the world's reserve. However, low income and declining gas productions do major fill and the necessary time for new fields coming into operation, because it's a large process, hinder some government's ability to finance its battery manufacturing project. The government is making all efforts to continue with these projects relating to lithium and health or development, because the ambition of the country is not to projects of extraction of lithium. They are more focused on industrialization and to be part of the whole change of process. We are immersed in a transformative process that seeks to industrialize our energy resources, diversify the productive metrics, and above all, maximize the value generated by our exports. This allows not only to strengthen our economy, but also to contribute more actively and strategically to the global energy market. Finally, a key decision was made halfway through the plan with the update of Bolivia's NDCs in April 2022, adopting a more holistic approach to addressing both mitigation and adaptation to greenhouse gases. This update included objectives such as increasing water coverage, boosting the share of renewable energy in electricity generation, improving reforestation efforts, and enhancing the resilience of agricultural systems. Central to the plan is achieving a balance between implementing the UN right to development, environmental sustainability, social responsibility, and social justice for a value creation to fairly distributed collaboration with local communities, indigenous peoples, adherence to regulations and sustainable practices are crucial for the success and longevity of our plans. Thank you.